Okay, so picture one of those big party funnels. You pour a whole bunch of something in the wide part at the top,
Yeah, it's
and it
exist.
all narrows down, channels into one single focus stream at the bottom.
Right. That simple picture. It's pretty much exactly what we're going to unpack today. Marketing and sales funnel.
Exactly. They take this broad group of people who might be interested
Potential customers.
and
Yeah.
sort of guide them along a specific path, a journey.
And the key thing, I think, is that it's not supposed to be random, or at least the good ones aren't. A well-thought-out funnel is it's strategic.
Strategic, right. It's about taking someone who maybe barely knows you exist
Total stranger, almost.
and turning them step by step into a
Yeah.
loyal fan, someone
Yeah.
who doesn't just buy once, but sticks around and maybe even tells their friends.
That's the goal. And that's really the heart of what we're exploring in this deep dive. We want to get past just the definition.
Yeah, more than just what is it?
Right. Really dig into how these funnels actually work and why they're considered, well, pretty essential for growing a business sustainably. That's what our sources are pointing towards.
Okay, so let's get into that how. Let's try and visualize this journey you mentioned, the one your potential customer takes. It usually breaks down into stages, right?
Exactly. Different phases.
Starting right at the top,
Yeah.
the widest part. This
Fathom.
is awareness. Yeah,
Yeah.
the absolute first contact.
Precisely. This is square one. The very first time someone, anyone, bumps into your brand, your product, your service, like you said, planting a seed.
Just getting on their radar.
Totally. And that first flicker of awareness, it can happen in so many ways these days. Maybe they see a post scrolling through social media.
Or a blog pops up when they search for something.
Or an online ad, maybe even word of mouth, though that's harder to track initially. The main goal here at the top is just volume. Reach a wide audience.
And hopefully pique their interest just a little bit. Make them pause and think, huh, what's that?
Yeah, exactly. And think about this. Some data suggests businesses that actively blog get like way more leads per month, something like 67% more on average.
Whoa, 67%.
Yeah, it really shows how powerful just getting your name and your ideas out there consistently can be for that initial awareness.
Okay, wow. That's huge. So, fine, someone's aware now. They've seen your name. They haven't, pulled out their wallet yet, but maybe they're a bit curious.
Right?
That's when they slide into the next stage, the interest stage.
That's the one. They've moved down the funnel a bit. If they take an action based on that initial awareness, maybe they actually click the link on that social post.
Or download that free checklist or ebook you offered.
Exactly. Or maybe even subscribe to your newsletter. Any of those action signals, okay, I'm actually interested now.
More than just passively seeing it.
Right. And here the focus shifts. It's not just about being seen anymore. Now it's about providing real value, starting to build a bit of a relationship. You offer useful info that answers their questions or solves a small problem for them.
Okay, so you've got their attention, they're engaging, learning more. What's next? I feel like this is where they start really looking closely, maybe comparing you, the decision stage.
You got it. This is a really critical point in the middle of the funnel. At this stage, these leads, they're seriously weighing things up. Is your specific offering the right fit for what they need?
So they might be looking at competitors.
Definitely. Checking out competitor websites, reading reviews and testimonials, yours and others. Maybe they request a demo or a consultation to see it in action.
This is where you really have to make your case then.
Absolutely. You need to provide compelling reasons why your solution is the best choice for them. It's less about just listing features and more about showing the clear benefits and the unique value they'll get. You have to stand out.
Okay, makes sense. They're weighing the pros and cons. Hopefully they like what they see and decide you're the one. That brings us down to the bottom, right? To action. This is the bit we often think of as the end goal, the sale.
That's it. The action stage is where that interested lead finally converts. They make the purchase, sign up for the service, commit. But you're right to pause there. It's often seen as the finish line, but it's not quite the end of the story.
Oh.
But getting this action part right is crucial. The process itself, checkout, signing up, whatever it is, it needs to be smooth, easy, positive.
Right, because a clunky checkout could still make them bail out, even at this late stage.
Exactly. You don't want friction right at the end. Think of it like running a relay race. You can't drop the baton on the final leg. It needs to be seamless.
Good analogy. Smooth handoff.
Where?
But, like you hinted, our sources really stress that the journey isn't over just because someone bought something. There's another stage kind of beyond the initial funnel, loyalty.
absolutely fundamental. The real aim shouldn't just be getting one sale. It's about cultivating a long-term relationship.
Keeping them coming back.
Yes, and more than that. Loyal customers don't just repeat purchase. They often spend more over their lifetime with you. And critically, they become advocates. They tell other people.
Free marketing.
The best kind. And building that loyalty takes effort. It involves, you know, excellent customer service, continuing to engage them with valuable stuff, maybe exclusive offers, making them feel appreciated, part of a community.
So it's an ongoing loop, really. Okay, we have these stages mapped out. Awareness, interest, decision, action, loyalty, each with a different focus. But why go to all the trouble of structuring things this way? What are the real payoffs for a business?
Well, one huge benefit is structured lead nurturing. It's massive. Instead of just blasting the same message out to everybody, hoping something sticks.
Spray and pray.
Exactly. A funnel gives you a system, a way to guide people intentionally. You make sure they get the right information and the right kind of engagement at the right time, depending on where they are in their own decision process.
Like a personalized guide almost?
Pretty much, yeah. Tailored to their stage.
That makes total sense. Meeting them where they are. And I guess logically, if you're being more relevant, that should lead to improved conversion rates, getting more people to move to the next stage.
Absolutely. That's a direct outcome. When you understand the specific questions, doubts, or needs people have at each stage, awareness versus decision, for example, you can tweak your messaging, your offers, everything to be much more effective.
So you're not asking for the sale when they barely know who you are.
Exactly. You're aligning your actions with their mindset. And yeah, that increases the odds they'll move forward stage by stage, eventually becoming a customer.
And beyond just the numbers, the conversion rates, it sounds like building and managing a funnel give you much enhanced customer understanding.
Oh, definitely. By tracking how people move through your funnel, what emails they open, which pages they visit, what content they download, crucially, where they tend to drop off.
Yeah, where are the leaks?
Right. You get incredibly valuable data, insights into their behavior, their actual pain points, what messages resonate, what falls flat. This feedback is gold. It can improve your marketing, sure, but also maybe even your product itself.
And if you understand customers better and convert them more effectively, that must help with something every business craves, predictable revenue streams.
That's the holy grail for many, isn't it? A well-functioning funnel where you have a decent idea of your conversion rates from stage to stage.
Like, if we get X leads in the top, we tend to get Y customers out the bottom.
Precisely. It allows for much more reliable sales forecasting. You can start to predict, with some confidence, future revenue based on current marketing efforts. That makes planning and scaling much more manageable. Sustainable growth.
Right. Predictability is huge. Mm-hmm. And lastly, it feels like this whole structured approach, providing value along the way, it's also about building stronger customer relationships, not just transactions.
You've nailed it. It's fundamentally relational, or it should be. By consistently offering value, answering questions, being helpful, and engaging with people before they even pay you anything.
You're building trust.
Exactly. Trust and rapport. That groundwork fosters the long-term relationships that lead to loyalty and advocacy. It shifts the whole thing from just closing a deal to creating a valued customer, maybe even a fan.
Okay, the why is definitely compelling. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So let's switch to the how. How do you actually start building one of these powerful funnels? What are the key steps involved?
Well, the absolute non-negotiable starting point is defining your ideal customer. You have to know who you're trying to reach.
Can't build a journey without knowing the traveler.
Perfectly put. You need a really clear picture. What are their demographics? Sure. But more importantly, what are their goals? Their challenges? What motivates them? What are their pain points? Without that deep understanding, your funnel's just shooting in the dark.
Okay. Step one, know your audience inside and out. Got it.
Yeah.
Once you have that persona, that ideal customer profile, what's next? Our sources talk about mapping the customer journey.
Right. So now you visualize it. Put yourself in their shoes. What are all the steps the ideal customer takes from the very first time they hear about you all the way through buying and then hopefully becoming loyal?
What are their touch points? Where do they interact with you?
Exactly. What questions pop into their head at each stage? What information are they actively looking for? What doubts might they have? You map that whole path out.
And then once you have the map, you need to provide the fuel for the journey.
Yeah.
Which is the compelling content part.
That's the engine. Absolutely.
Okay.
You need content that's valuable, relevant, and specifically addresses the needs and questions of your audience at each stage you just mapped out.
So different content for awareness than for decision.
Totally different. Awareness might be blog posts, infographics, social media. Interest could be webinars, downloadable guides, case studies. Decision might need demos, detailed comparisons, testimonials. It has to attract, then engage, then educate, then persuade, all tailored to the stage.
Okay, that sounds like a lot to manage the leads, the content, the stages. I assume you need some infrastructure. Our sources mentioned choosing the right tools.
Yeah, you definitely need some tech to make it work smoothly, especially as you scale. A CRM, customer relationship management system, is usually key.
Like a central database for all your contacts and interactions.
Exactly. It's your command center. Then you'll likely need email marketing software to automate some of that nurturing. And analytics tools are critical. You need to track what's happening.
Right, to see if it's actually working, which leads perfectly into the final step.
Yeah.
It's not just set it and forget it, is it? It's analyzing and optimizing.
Oh, absolutely not. A funnel is dynamic. It's a living system. You have to constantly monitor its performance. Where are people getting stuck? What's your conversion rate between stage A and stage B?
Or the bottlenecks.
Precisely. Identify those weak spots, those leaks in the funnel, and then you make changes. You test new headlines, different offers, maybe tweak the workflow. It's a continuous cycle of measuring, analyzing, and refining to make it better and better.
So when you put it all together, these funnels really are these powerful frameworks. They're designed to take that initial, maybe casual awareness and transform it into deep loyalty.
Okay.
Customers who don't just buy, but stick around and even promote you.
That's the essence of it. Like Eidos Edge, one of our sources put it, it's about creating tailored funnel strategies. Mm-hmm. Strategies that don't just capture leads and push for a sale, but that genuinely build lasting relationships. That's what fuels real long-term growth. It's deliberate, it's strategic.
You know, it really makes you think. These concepts, these stages, awareness, interest, decision, action, loyalty, they feel like they could apply in so many different areas, even way outside of business.
Interesting point.
Like anytime you're trying to guide someone or yourself through a process or build commitment to an idea or a project, there's a kind of funnel dynamic happening there, isn't there?
That's a really insightful way to look at it. And it actually brings us to a final thought, something for you, our listener, to maybe mull over. Thinking about any kind of endeavor in your own life, whether it's professional or personal, which stage of a funnel, even if you don't call it that, which part of the process, from initially getting something on the radar to building real interest, making that crucial decision, taking the definitive action, or maybe fostering that long-term loyalty or commitment, which stage do you find the most critical or perhaps the most challenging to navigate successfully? Definitely something worth reflecting on.